you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Sexy man with a sexy, sexy plan. Cause he ain't no sucker, looking so fly, you can drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four wheel drive so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no stand. And he doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Live from Largo in Hollywood, California. It's the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Put your hands together for Ron Burgundy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie. That feels good. Oh, boy. Especially after the day I had.
What happened?
I got stuck in a ditch.
What?
I got stuck in a ditch. Simple as that.
Who put you in there?
No, I was walking along La Cienega here.
Okay.
Coming out for my lunch at Sin, Gentlemen's Club. And I saw something shiny in the bike lane.
Oh, no.
And I thought it was a diamond. Or at least a cubic zirconium. Zirconium? Zirconium.
Okay, keep going.
CZ. And I reached down to pick it up.
Okay.
And next thing you know, my leg gets stuck in the rain gutter. And I swear to God, the clown from It was pulling me down. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was not Pennywise. But I just got it, you know, just like, oh God,
shucks.
I'm just somehow I'm wedged in here. And the more you jostle it, the longer you're stuck in there. I'm like, I'm getting deeper and deeper. And I'm just like halfway in, and I'm like, I'm stuck in a ditch. I am stuck in a ditch on Wednesday afternoon at 1:04 p.m. And here's the weirdest part. No one would help me. Hello?
Really?
Stuck in a ditch.
You called out for people.
Finally, someone called the fire department, and they got the jaws of life.
They
got
opened
the jaws
up.
Of life. And because I thought I was dying. And they
just took you
they
out.
They pried open the cement and everything. Took it down to my jeweler.
Uh-huh. You kept the shiny object.
Oh, I kept
you found?
The shiny object.
Okay.
It was just a shiny piece of glass. All of that.
For just a shiny piece of glass.
Piece of glass. Yeah. But that's a typical day for me.
How often do you eat across the street at Sin?
How often?
Be honest.
I would say 30 to 40 times a month.
Okay. That's way too much. That's like lunch every
day. That's not a lot. That's not a lot. That's not that much.
That's a meal every single day at Sin.
That's 4 days a week, an average of 4 days a week.
We don't agree to disagree.
It's good food. It's good food. And I think the back of your ticket stub, you get a half off a Reuben sandwich over there. You, either Reuben or a lap dance, you're choosing. But if you do choose a lap dance, please pick Octavia. She's delightful. She's a grad student. Cal State Northridge, just trying to pick up a... Just trying to pay the bills.
Right.
You know? Trying to pay the bills. Northridge? Cal State Northridge? I believe they're the Matadors. Is that correct? I know my... Name a college. I'll give you the mascot. Name a college.
Ithaca.
San
Bernardino.
The Oaks.
Nebraska.
Cornhuskers.
Ohio State.
Buckeyes.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, guys.
Hoboken,
the Slashers.
Carolina
Tar Heels. What? RISD. RISD doesn't have a mascot. Come on.
University of Saskatchewan.
I believe they are the buckets of maple syrup. It's a longer one. They shorten it usually.
That's a good little talent.
What?
Just the trivia on top of your head.
Yeah, recall of mascots?
Yes.
Yep. That's what the Guinness Book of World Records is for. I read it religiously every day. You know what I want to do something? Isn't it exciting? It's so exciting to be amongst people again. Isn't it lovely to have a communal experience? I wonder if you'll indulge me here for a second. One of the greatest songs ever written is by the Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out. And if I say, Who Let the Dogs Out, you say, but, okay, so, which is great. That was great. But can we do it as angrily as we could possibly can? Okay, so, Who Let the Dogs Out? Little more of a screech, okay? Who let the dogs out? Oh, that's thrilling. Who? That was the intention of the song, because the Baha men were like, what the f***? Who let my dogs out? And I want to know now, and I got to know now. Who? I want answers.
Right.
I love that dog. If it happened to Baxter, I'd be livid.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So when you, next time you're listening to, you know, the top 40, or K-Earth 101, and that one pops on, you can.
I don't think it's on the top 40 anymore.
Well, it's in heavy rotation, okay. Carolina. That'd be a fun carpool trick when you're driving in your carpool and it comes on. Or purposely play it. Have it set up so that when you're driving, who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Who?
What's wrong with Carolina? I don't know.
Oh, that's my friends talking
about
me.
Yeah, that's you driving.
Okay.
You were driving.
Yeah.
I didn't set that up properly. It's all about the setup.
You guys, we're trying a little slogan here at the Burgundy Podcast, but we do need your help with it. We've been working on it. We've been trying some out. They haven't been working. We decided to try this one out. If you want to say it with us, you don't have to, but I hope you do. That's a...
Spicy meatball!
That's great.
That's really good. I think that's been our best
one. Can we try it with a little tinge of anger?
Okay. That's a spicy meatball.
Oh. Where am I, Genoa? I was just transported. You guys are good. You guys came to play tonight. That's fantastic. We have been so lucky to do these run of shows here at Largo, and they've been so generous.
Incredible.
Tonight, all the proceeds are
going to CARE, which is an amazing charity that's helping families in the Ukraine right now. So thank you so much for buying tickets. I really appreciate it.
I thought originally it was going to my charity, which is money for Ron's bank account. But it's going to CARE.
But it's going to CARE. And they care.
They need it much more than I do, but barely.
You said we were getting political tonight, which I was a little bit hesitant about.
Well, we have a very special guest, our first guest tonight. Yes, we have a bit of a coup, you might say. On the show tonight.
Okay.
I really landed someone that even I couldn't believe I actually pulled off. And it's pretty remarkable.
The more I think about it.
He's from England. And like most of us, I don't know a lot about England. I know it's made up of three countries, Scotland, Wales, and Denmark. I know London is where the Queen lives, and she's the ruler of all of England and India. They also have a whole other government they call Parliament, and it's not the funkadelic band Parliament.
No.
Yeah. Although that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And the guy who runs Parliament is called the Prime Minister. He's the top dog. This is a little crazy, but we have the Prime Minister of England here tonight. And so let's just jump into it. Please welcome the Prime Minister of England, Mr. Boris Johnson. Your Excellency.
Hi.
Hi, Ron.
Thank you for coming on the show. We are so honored to have you.
Sidebar.
Let's just get into it.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Brexit.
No.
What is it? Why is it? Where is it? Who is it? Brexit. Go.
Wow. We're getting political. No, that's great. It's nice to see you take this new direction, Ron. It's a show.
Right.
And
you don't seem very sure of yourself.
Well, I'm not sure it was a very good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Carolina.
What?
Please.
No, it's not. It's
this is like my Frost Nixon here.
It's not so though. It's not. It's not.
Give me a break.
I promise you.
Amscray. Mr. Prime Minister.
No.
You look very confused. Jet lag?
It could be. I'm a little bit confused.
A little bit confused.
Yeah. I'm not the Prime Minister of England.
I have to talk to you.
But
what? Maybe you'd like to sit this one out and watch from the audience.
Don't send me out. Listen, that's not Boris Johnson. That's
who is if it's.
It's Dan Stevens. He was an actor on Downton Abbey.
Wait, which one on Downton Abbey?
He was Matthew Crawley.
Matthew Crawley.
I know.
That's Matthew Crawley.
I know.
What? didn't you say something?
I tried to right when you walked out.
God.
It's okay. No, stop.
Hi, Ron.
Matthew Crawley.
Hi.
No, it's...
Dan Stevens.
Yeah.
AKA Matthew Crawley.
Well.
Matthew Crawley. Dan Stevens.
Okay.
You played Matthew Crawley.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Downton Abbey. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I know.
I'm shaking like a leaf. You are so handsome.
Thanks, Ron.
Oh my God, how did we get that so mixed up? It doesn't matter. Serendipity. Yeah. Oh God, you are stunning. You really are.
We're going.
It's like staring at a Greek statue.
Well, that's very kind. Are you okay? Are you okay, Ron?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm going to be great. I'm great. No, I'm fine. Are you fine? Are you okay?
I'm great now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we cleared that up. I was a bit worried. I'm happy okay. to talk about those things. But
what was it like playing Matthew Crawley?
It was great, Ron. I didn't know you were such a huge fan of the show.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Are you kidding me right now? It was Downton Abbey. Right?
That's awesome.
Our nation, I don't know if anyone watched it over there, but we were glued. We were glued to the telly. Was that just the break of a line? My voice is cracking.
I know.
I don't usually speak in a higher register. Was it?
You got it.
Was that a huge break for you to land the part of Matthew Crawley on Downton Abbey?
It was a great moment. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it was huge. And I'm thrilled every time I meet a fan, you know.
A lot of people must come up to you and recognize you from that.
So, sometimes they do, yeah. I didn't have a mustache on that show.
No, you were clean shaven, trust me. That smooth baby skin. Oh,
right.
You photograph well, my friend.
Thank you.
Loves you. You did so many things. You lived in a castle. You lived in a manor house. You fought in World War I.
That's right.
I'm sure
you want to talk about other things that you've done. I just watched you in The Rental.
Carolina!
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Truth be told, when Lavinia Swire died...
Oh, my God.
I was so happy. But then you married Mary... And I have to admit, I was a little upset. In fact, I didn't leave my house for a year. But then you go and die in your car crash. I lost my appetite. I stopped caring for my body. I lay in my bed in my own poop for days.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Ron.
Why did you let them kill you off? Why did you leave Downton Abbey?
I'm so sorry, Ron. You know, but you're familiar with the band Toto, right?
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah, you know, and they make beautiful music.
They really do.
And there's a lot of them.
Did they do the music
and
for Downton Abbey?
They didn't do the theme song, but I would listen to the shit out of that. But, you know, I think sometimes
take
you...
Take me all the way.
To Downton
Would
to
you,
Abbey.
Matthew Crawley, tonight... Take me all the way.
I love it.
Yes.
I think.
Anyway, sorry.
No.
It's
just
the band Toto.
You know, sometimes you're in a band. There's a lot of members.
Right.
And you're thinking, you know, is my jazz flute being heard?
Don't I know it?
And you know, sometimes you just got to take that flute elsewhere.
I was kicked out of Supertramp.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That was my Toto. But they went on to great heights, and I refused to listen to anything done by Supertramp.
Really?
Okay.
Did you become a family on Downton Abbey? Did you guys hang out a lot
really?
And do barbecues?
We were close. Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about other things if you want, or
other things.
Yeah.
Like Brexit.
No.
We've moved on.
We've moved on from Brexit.
What happened with Brexit, by the way?
Oh, it was a lot of sitting in their own
poop. It went through.
Yeah.
It finally...
That was a spicy meatball.
That was a spicy meatball.
That was a spicy meatball.
Are people satisfied with what's going on now post-Brexit?
I don't think they are. The British don't digest spicy meatballs well.
That well.
No.
Who does?
Spicy curries, though.
Oh, right.
They love a
London's
spicy curry.
London's the place to go.
It's true.
Absolutely.
That's why the Queen of England still rules India to take all the curry and bring it to London.
That's not a thing anymore.
Is what my research says. Like all famous British actors or anyone from England who has any notoriety, do you own a soccer team?
Not yet. I don't know.
But is that an aspiration?
I mean, what's the going rate for a soccer team
these
days?
I'm sure it's at least $500,000.
I'll do some saving up. That might be fun. Or maybe I should get a soccer team over here since, you know, Americans and Canadians like to go over to the UK and buy soccer teams. Perhaps we could go the other way.
Touche. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I mean, do whatever you want to do. You're Matthew.
Oh, I think it's more normal.
I could try and introduce cricket to America.
Now, cricket, that is a fascinating game.
Have you watched a cricket match?
I've watched a little bit like the baseball. You have the wickets.
Exactly.
You have a batsman.
Yeah.
You have a ball, you try to throw it as hard as you can, you bounce it off the ground, and then someone just blindly swings, tries to make contact.
Very on top of this sport for an American. A lot of people don't know what
And then
it
you
is,
just run in a straight line?
Back and forth.
It's never going to work over here.
Up and down the wicket.
And the matches go on for days.
They can do. They can do, yeah. Up to five days.
What's the point of that? Just 9 innings is long enough. Our baseball games are...
Pretty long sometimes.
Pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm talking days, 5 days. Yeah.
A 5-day test match.
5-day test match.
Why is it called a test match?
That's a very good question. I think because it's a real test of
endurance. It's a real test of endurance.
You play a series. Yeah. You don't just play one 5-day game. You play a whole series of them.
And England is usually considered one of the better cricket teams.
Well, I mean, like many things, we invented a sport and then took it around the world. And then a lot of other people got better than us.
Yes.
That is what happened.
Because right now, I believe the top cricket teams are Panama, Uruguay, Madagascar. What's that place? Turks and Caicos.
I bet they
Am
have
I
a team.
Am I anywhere near?
I think all of those places may have a team.
May in the top
surprised.
List.
Yeah, yeah. There is a tradition of cricket in Hollywood. The Hollywood cricket team used to be British actors and movie people who were missing their sport and got to play cricket all year round in the beautiful sunshine.
And
some of them would bring their butlers, and they would have their butlers bring their spectacles onto the pitch so that they could see the ball. It's a long way from baseball.
What are you working on now, Matthew?
I thought you were all into butlers. That was just, yeah. What am I working
on? No, I've had many butlers in my life. And they usually get fired because they're incapable of, you know, doing the job the way I like to do it. I'm very fastidious. So.
I mean.
What?
Last time you fired your butler.
Yes.
It was because he saw you cry.
Right.
The previous butler got fired because he saw you cry.
It's embarrassing. I don't want.
You cry a lot, though.
And they need to pick up the cue of when I'm about to cry and leave the room.
Okay.
But they end up just watching it like I'm some freak show.
Can I ask you a question, Ron?
Please.
Did Downton Abbey make you cry?
Oh, my God. Just the thought of it. If I heard the opening bars of the theme song to pieces, and I'm not talking like sniffles, like full from the bowels.
Oh.
Man crying. Just... And my condo has paper thin walls. And really piss off the neighbors. I'm like, get some earplugs. I'm watching Downton Abbey. You know this is about to happen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Dan, would you indulge me?
Please.
Because I wrote a letter to you.
Oh my God.
That I keep in my wallet. And I was too afraid to send it to you. But you're here. Can I read it?
I'd be honored.
Oh my, okay.
Why were you afraid to send it?
And I always keep it on my person, wherever I go, every day, in hopes that I would ever run into you.
Have you read this?
What?
Nothing.
So I wrote this a while ago, and Dear Lord Crowley,
oh.
Can I call you Matthew? My name is Ron Burgundy. I'm not one to fall in love exactly. Easily, sorry. I'm not one to fall in love easily. I admit I've never experienced same-sex attraction. I support all kinds of love, mind you, but for me it's a rare occasion when a man can stir emotions inside my bosom like you have. Would you ever consider having me as your wife? I would honor the traditions of Downton Abbey, and as your wife, I would make sure all of the curtains and floors and pictures on the wall were dusted every day. Ron Burgundy. That's signed Ron Burgundy. If yes, write me at this enclosed address.
That's beautiful. I'm so touched, Ron. Thank you. It means so much.
So happy.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you don't have to clap. You don't have to clap. Probably shouldn't have read that out loud. Let me apologize to you.
I'm sorry.
Nothing's apologizable.
I'm sorry.
That was so much.
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry.
Okay.
I'm not going to cry now.
Okay. What if the whole audience sang,
bum 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 bum.
Oh my God. I feel we should stop.
All right, sorry.
Matthew Crawley. Sorry, Dan. This has been an honor and a privilege of a lifetime. Did I get to meet the Prime Minister?
No.
No, I did not. Will I ever get to meet him? Probably not. But I would trade this encounter for 1,000 meetings with the Prime Minister. Again and again and again, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
Thank you, Ross.
And you are like an angel. You are like an angel who has descended upon all of us and touched us with your majesty. And everyone is going to leave this theater tonight a changed person and will do better because of your presence. You're a vision, dressed in white, light emanating from you, cascading out and piercing the souls, the hearts, the internal organs of everyone in this theater, in this city, in this country,
okay,
in this hemisphere, in this solar system. And that is not hyperbole. Dan Stevens, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Pleasure. Dan Stevens. The great Dan Stevens.
That was a lot.
That was Boner City, USA, right there. Boner, next stop, Boner City, USA. Get my passport out, stamped. Multiple times.
I got it.
I'm stamping all the pages in my passport. I'm only going to go one place, to Boner City. Woo!
Oh. Ooh, yeah, that was a lot.
I could get stuck in a ditch from here on out, and I'll be a happy man.
Well, we have to thank Largo quickly for having us.
Yes, the people are wonderful here. The buffet in the back leaves something to be desired for.
It sits out all day.
That's day-old lobster back there.
Yeah.
They're like, we have lobster buffet. And I'm like, great. How old is this lobster? Have you ever eaten tainted lobster?
Tainted lobster?
Yes.
No.
You don't want to.
I don't. Good to know. Okay.
Yeah. Numerous times.
Really? What kept you going back?
I had a crush on the waitress.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Couldn't help yourself.
Couldn't help myself.
Was that at Sin?
It was at Sin.
Yeah.
Yes. You know it's tainted lobster if your mouth starts foaming.
I think that's much more serious than just some tainted lobster. I think
maybe it was.
Yeah.
Botulism?
Yeah, it's system just shutting down.
Yes. Yeah, my system did shut down. Pepsis.
Sepsis, babe.
Sepsis. But you take a Pepsid to cure sepsis.
No.
No?
It sounds similar, but it has nothing to do with
each other. And sepsis is just a breakdown of the internal organs altogether?
Yeah, sort of. All the lights are going out.
Okay. You don't want to go there.
No.
Tainted lobster. Don't do it. Should we bring out our next guest? Yes?
Yeah, I think we should.
In fact, it's very apropos.
I think you guys are going to find this is a... I think the slogan
Who
works.
Let the dogs out?
So primal.
Yes, it is. It's primal. Our next guest... Oh, boy. Is a world-famous Emmy Award-winning television host. He owns 3 restaurants here in California. He is best known for his show on the Food Network, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Please welcome Guy Fieri. Thank you, Guy. Guy Fieri. Now, it is Guy, it's not Guy.
It's not Guy.
But if you go to France or to Montreal, do you say, call me Guy? You just keep it Guy.
I keep it Guy. I lived in France. I was an exchange student in France when I was 16. And that was the worst thing that they could call me was Guy. It was just too close to geek. It was difficult. Donde está los baños? Mi queso es muy caliente.
Well,
Paris c'est fou, no?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I said Paris is crazy.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it? Let's get right into it here. We've got some good questions here. What's your favorite diner you've been to? I mean, jeez. I have a little indie restaurant near my house called McDonald's. It's not Scottish food, but they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I just love it. What's your favorite diner, if you can even name one?
It's like what's your favorite kid or your favorite song? It's almost impossible. Yeah, you really can't just go, because when you go to one of these places, it's kind of like being in the moment. Sure. You're not just eating the food. You're meeting the people. You're having the experience. You're kind of breathing it all in. You know, kind of.
Is there a certain region of the country that has a preponderance of good diners over another, or they
preponderance?
Just preponderance? Yes, a preponderance.
How do you spell that?
It's okay.
Preponderance. The X is silent at the end.
The X is silent. I think
top three. Give me your top three.
Of my favorite cities is Chicago.
Yep.
Great city for food.
City by the Bay.
Yeah. Or by the lake. It's Bay or Lake. You know, 220.
I think
Santiago.
It's a bay.
not going to argue with you about it right now.
Well, we don't have to get.
Yeah, we don't have to go to that point. I think it's pronounced a different way. Yeah. But how do you pronounce it?
Which?
Chicago.
I kind of have fun with it. I call it Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I would say Chicago. I would say I think LA's got a dynamite food scene. A lot of funky joints.
Yep.
And then I would have to go. I don't know, man. I think I think Florida's got a good food scene. Wherever people can eat outdoors, and you have a lot of ethnic, you got a lot of culture. Seems like you get a nice little melting pot.
A melting pot, a stew, if you will.
Yeah, you kind of make it sound a little funky, but no, yeah.
Do you enjoy making stews?
Not a big stew person.
I'm a big crock pot guy.
Really?
I'll throw it in the crock pot. 6 hours later, I got a meal. Now, a lot of times I don't pay careful enough attention to what I've actually put in the crock pot. There can be pieces of cardboard, shards of glass.
Like if you didn't take the pasta out of the box and the whole thing just went in. Yeah.
But it is convenient. What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
That lobster back there.
Right. I know. Stay away. Right?
But that frothy,
It's tempting because it looks like it's pretty good lobster.
The lighting is what is
That's
deceiving.
That's how Flanny tricks you.
Yeah, it's deceiving back there. And it is frothy at the mouth, and the Pepsi did not help. Yeah. Everybody knows that I'm not a big egg fan, but my real nemesis is beef liver.
Oh.
Yeah. You could hide the keys to a free Ferrari under a plate of beef liver. There would be no way I would ever. I mean,
I
can't. There's something. There's a funk. There's a minerality factor to it. Who's a beef liver fan?
No.
Uh-huh. See?
No.
Yeah. You gave me a crazy one on that. You like beef liver?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, no, I, beef liver, I do not know what it is. I can't even be, when we go to, we've shot Triple D joints, and they'll be cooking it just on the menu for somebody else, and
you got to run into the,
I start getting the heave.
I mean, organ meats in general, right?
Anything that had a jaw.
Yeah.
Spicy That's just... meatball.
Who let the dogs out?
Did you tell me that you felt like you were in Genoa?
Oh, yeah, Genoa, yeah.
That's what I felt like. Yeah. Organ meats, I'm not a fan of any of the parts of the animal that had a job.
Oh, yeah, that's a
if
very
it
good
licked,
rule.
Pushed, filtered, any of those parts, I'm not
Say,
a big...
Say, sayonara.
That's not my favorite. Yeah, yeah right, not right, my right. favorite. I mean, don't get me wrong. Tripe's got its place, and you know, sweetbreads have their place and so forth. But to me, particularly, that's okay. not my first go-to. It's not like meat in a cone kind of thing.
Like a chicken gizzard.
Although, if you cook it correctly, it still tastes bad. Yeah.
Here's something I've always wanted to ask you.
You've always... Did you write me a letter?
Always.
Did I get a letter?
No, I didn't write one.
Damn.
See,
it's the guy that goes first and gets a letter.
Well, he's just...
I know. He's magnificent. I saw him back there.
I've got posters of him all over my walls still to this day.
I was able to get a photograph.
I've got I got basically the size of a Persian rug tapestry woven of Matthew Crawley, Dan Stevens. I use it as a blackout shade in my living room ever since my curtains burned down. Because I left the crock pot, it was short-circuited. Yeah.
Didn't take the chili out of the can.
Here's my question. I think
please,
it's a
please.
Question a lot of people
right.
wouldn't want to ask. Have you ever eaten a human toe?
Cooked?
Cooked or otherwise?
Or right out of the shoe. Out of the shoe.
Either way.
Yeah, not
Every
eating
time
it.
I watch you,
yes.
I'm just like, God, has he ever eaten a human toe?
It's going to lead me to talk about something that's probably going to haunt me later down the line. So I'm going to say no of the eating of the toe.
Because the reason why I bring it up,
right?
Here's a hypothetical. You got it. You got a chef buddy, great buddy. You believe in him as
right.
a chef. He's finally opened up his brand new restaurant, and he's got talent. You're
right.
not. It's not just a friend like, oh, I'll stop by and give him some support. But he's very good. You're happy for him or her.
Or them.
And the first course they bring out is a delightful soup.
Or stew.
And it's really good. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, my friend here is knocking it out of the park. This is going to be great. And you bite into a human toe. What do you do? Do you just chew up that gristly toe and swallow it for the benefit of your friends so they don't get shut down by the health department? Or do you follow ethics and say, I'm sorry, dear friend, I found a toe in the soup.
Where is this hypothetical from?
I'm sorry, and I want my money back that I invested in your restaurant. How would you handle that? It's a dear friend.
Well, my first question, just as a chef, comes to me.
And okay, halfway good. Through eating the toe, it doesn't taste that bad.
Well, that was going to be my question, is where are the other four toes?
But
maybe I'm getting cheated on the deal. Maybe it's
oh,
the
so
way.
Oh, so maybe you're, it's, I go, it, hey.
Maybe it is a toe stew.
Can I get some more toes?
Right. How many more, yeah.
That's the way to fix it.
Round for the house.
Yeah.
Right. Let's bring this. So no, I don't know that I would. I think I would go with the flow. You know, I'd go with the toe. You know,
go with the toe.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the toe.
You own restaurants all over the place.
I have a few more than three, by the way. But I appreciate the shout out.
It wasn't me.
You did the research.
It was not. It was Harper.
I have four.
Okay, so we weren't off by a lot.
25%.
We're off by 25%, but we got
kind
there
of
was 75%
deal.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, that's still a C+, which, in my book, if I took it,
that's graduating numbers
yeah,
right there.
Yeah,
I
mean,
you're still getting out of school.
So you own restaurants. Is it cool not to ever pay for a meal? Or is that just a stupid question?
Well, I think when everybody goes out to dinner and one person picks up the check and the other people don't pay for the meal, I think that's okay. But I think that, like, just like not at all paying for the meal, and I don't think that's very cool. I don't think that's very nice.
All right.
Even if your friend owns a place and you play jazz flute, it doesn't matter.
So don't dine and ditch is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Good. I would never do it.
Good.
By the way, you know where you can't dine and ditch? Sin, across the road there. Because they will come chasing you with tire irons and crowbars.
That half Reuben and ditch,
they will give you a lash.
Like, yes.
They will give you a lash.
A lash.
Okay, so you own a vineyard. Is that correct?
I live by vineyards.
Oh, you live by vineyards.
Yeah.
Do you own one or no?
No, I used to. I used to have a vineyard.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I have a wine. We have a wine company. We have a wine company called Hunt Ride. We have a tequila business called Santo Tequila. We have a couple of little projects like that.
What about a wine in my honor called Ron Burgundy's Classy Chablis?
Burgundy and Chablis.
Together
again for the first time.
Oh, it could be a blend.
I like it.
It could be a blend.
I like it a lot. In a box or a bottle?
Box is better.
Box is better, definitely. Dual spout. One on one side, one on the other.
Drain it quicker.
Let's start working on this.
Yep.
Right away.
I love it.
We're in a backpack.
Yeah.
We're
in a bag.
Yeah.
A camelback.
You could bring it with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring it with you.
Another hose for a friend.
Just get a just tape a hefty trash bag to your back full of Chablis and Burgundy blended together.
What a mix.
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
I always drink wine on the beach.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Would you ever start a restaurant with me? I mean,
no, I think we'd be great in the restaurant business.
I think we got
your entertainment.
We got to serve rack of lamb.
Because?
It's just a classy item.
Oh, is this a classy joint we're doing, or is this a dive?
Well, I don't know.
Like
the
strip joint across the street, or is like the lobster in the back?
I only go to restaurants. If they don't have rack of lamb, I walk out.
Got it. Okay.
Rack of lamb?
Rack of lamb.
Chili?
Of course.
Yep.
And meat in a cone.
Meat in a cone.
Oh, that sounds so good.
3 items. Keep it simple.
Right there.
Great. Keep it simple. No, low overhead.
One cook. Or cook it yourself at your table.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
We bring it out.
We bring it out. Kind of one of like those, like a Benihana.
Yeah.
Like they have a hot,
Don't worry about people burning themselves or any kind of fire explosion.
It's on you.
Drinks.
Have them sign a waiver.
It's your issue.
Cook your own rack of lamb.
Yeah. What would you like to call it, though? I mean, what would the name of our place? Because this, the name means a lot. It can be
Hotsy Totsies.
Okay, we're competing with the strip joint, but that's fine.
You have a lot of restaurant ideas, though.
I do.
You've been trying to...
I actually have a bunch of restaurant ideas.
Oh, I'm getting a letter?
Well, no, I have restaurant ideas I always keep with me.
You all the time.
I've jotted down on scraps of paper. Can I... And this is the time to share them, right?
Right, this yes. is. Wow.
Let's see.
Is it a fortune cookie paper or what?
It's just notebook paper. My iPad broke, so I... Okay, this one's called... This restaurant's called All About the Loaf. It's just a meatloaf buffet.
I like it. Different types of meatloaf or just one meatloaf and different sauces?
Either way.
Okay, that's good. It's a lot of options.
No shirt, no shoes, no booze. So it's super casual, relaxed.
So you
no
show...
shirt, no shoes, no booze. So you can't drink there. Super casual, but you can't drink.
Half naked and no buzz.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So you don't like that one.
That one wasn't good. But the meatloaf haven, I like.
Yeah.
All about the loaf.
Yeah, that's it. That was our tagline, though, meatloaf haven.
How about a restaurant called Surprise? Surprise. So, you sit down.
I'm envisioning it right now.
You say, this menu is blank. What's on the menu? Surprise.
What's under the apron?
Well, that could be an offshoot part to it.
What's in the drink? Yeah.
So we like that.
I like that one. Could we put surprise and the meatloaf together? Surprise meatloaf?
Okay. Okay. I don't want to grow too quickly.
We can start brainstorming.
I don't want to expand too quickly.
I don't want to expand too quickly. Got to keep central.
Here's another conceptual one. It's called Family Dinner. We provide the family. So, you go in by yourself. You're feeling lonely. We'll set you up with a family. It's all family style. And
So let me get this straight.
This one I'm doing so with you or without.
That one you're already going
that
to bank
on. That one I'm doing.
Okay.
That one I'm doing.
So can I just get this understood? Do you get to pick the family or do we pair you up with the family? Just walk in.
Return guests can pick their family. If they've had a good meal with, you know,
so kind of like how
the Jergensons over there. They're like, welcome back.
Right.
Guy.
Well, okay.
The usual, you want to sit with the Jergensons?
The Jergensons.
That's a made up family. What's not a real family.
So it's kind of like going to the
strip joint. Don't want to get letters from all the Jergensons out there. Jeez Louise.
Okay. Do you pay for the family's meal? Do you just pay a surcharge for the family to be there?
You pay a surcharge for the family. You can tip the family if you're enjoying your time with them.
How many meals is this family going to eat?
They got to be there all day. I can't let them go.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to really have consumed a lot.
Okay, this restaurant's... Now, this one's a little more adventurous. More for the...
Than the other ones?
The foodies. This is called Shoot Your Own. You walk into the restaurant, which is just a structure, and a wild
like
animal...
Like a warehouse.
A wild animal is released, and you've got to shoot it, clean it, kill it, cook it, everything. Like a wild boar.
Okay.
Or it can rain.
Okay. I mean, is there more than one... Are other people dining in this, or are we just shooting across the room at each other?
It depends. if we're guaranteed that they're relatively good aim, we can have multiple diners. Otherwise,
You haven't really thought this one out, have you?
I haven't.
Okay. Get back to me on that. I do like where you're going with
whatever
it, but it sounds
you do,
dangerous.
Don't come on Thursday. Thursday night is Panther night, and that's a... You don't want to be in a room with a
Panther. 60% of the time.
60% of the time, it works all the time.
There you go. One of my favorite of all of them.
Here's an interesting one. It's a place called Ready, Set, Go. 30-second meals. Get you in and out. Probably more like oatmeal, soft foods.
Right.
Shakes. Nothing you have to chew too quickly, but when we hit
things
a timer,
you can beer bomb,
ready, set, go.
Like hot chili.
Hot chili. And if you're not done by 30 seconds, we take the plate away from you and we kick you out. Because we got to turn the tables over, right?
Meatloaf in a blender. Oh, we already did a meatloaf. Okay. Now I like it.
And then,
that's more like drive through. That's
the
like
last one.
Fast food.
Okay. I've already started, and it's doing really well. It's called Olive Garden. And I was kicking butt.
Right.
And then I got shut down. These guys in suits showed up and told me there was already a chain called Olive Garden.
That's bullshit.
No kidding.
You know, they always, they'll do that to you. This young entrepreneur trying to make his way in corduroy, and then all of a sudden they take it away from you. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. Listen, I'll help you out. Let's go, let's get back to the meatloaf, the loaf yeah. Haven, loaf load.
Meatloaf. Loaf load. Loaf load? Well, I don't think so. No, all about the loaf.
All about the loaf. My bad. My bad. How could I have screwed that
up? Oh, who's that pop artist that sings all about
the bass?
We could get Megan Trainor to sing a song that plays on a loop inside the restaurant. All about the loaf. The loaf. The loaf.
Yeah,
all
no, I like it. I like it. I think that has promise. I think that, that along with the...
So we like that and the restaurant with the family.
Yeah.
You collect classic cars, am I right?
Correct, yes.
Yes. What do you have? What kind of cars?
A lot of Chevys.
Yeah.
Chevelle, Corvettes, Camaros, right. Yeah.
Ranging from what years?
Mainly in the late 60s, early 70s.
Do you know anything about a 1995 Ford Escort? Mine is stuck in the driveway. And it's making
it's
really
a
funny
magnet.
Noise when I try to start it up. You want to buy it off me?
It's stuck in the driveway.
Want to roll dice for it?
I'll roll dice anytime. That's how I got out of giving blood the last time. I said, look, I'm not going to give blood, but I'll roll dice. And for some reason, the young woman at the Red Cross goes, okay. And I beat her 2 out of 3 times. And I'm like, see ya, sucker. Go get blood from some other Yahoo.
I hope you guys know how bad I'm dying up here right now.
Speaking of cars, your name is Guy Fieri.
Correct.
It sounds like a race car driver name to me. How'd you get such a cool name?
My family?
It's a really cool name.
Yeah, my family. I got the name Guy. Guy's not that. It's not, no, I mean, like Ron is like Ronald or some, you know, it's dignitary. I got Guy. She says his name, girl. You know, I got enough of those jokes. So Guy, and Guy's not short for anything. Guy's just Guy. And my parents were hippies.
Okay.
That explains
that
a lot.
That explains the whole.
Yeah, thank you very much. But I do have an alias, which is Gus Ferrari.
Oh, Gus Ferrari.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There were two ladies who were having an argument about...
Not as cool as Guy Fieri.
I don't think so either, but Gus Ferrari does get me out a lot of pinches.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's just like a secret speakeasy thing?
Yeah, we're not going to tell anybody. We'll just keep it between us.
Don't worry about it.
On the DL.
Ignore right. All of these microphones pointed at
us. Okay.
In 2015, you officiated at the wedding of your good friend, Art Smith... with 101 same-sex couples in attendance as a way to celebrate Florida's lifting the ban on same-sex marriage. That's incredible. What? That's amazing that you did that. I just want to applaud that.
Well, thank you. And it was an honor. And on a very serious note, to watch 101 couples that were being kept from expressing their love and being together, by some law that's, I don't know who makes those kind of laws, but to see, to be the person that stood there to say to them, you are all now one, or you're now married, and to see the tears and the energy and the love and the embrace and the whole thing was probably one of the most overwhelming things I've ever done.
That's so great. Yeah, it was beautiful. That's wonderful.
Really cool.
And most of the marriages were annulled. Is that correct?
That is so wrong. Yes.
So I think people should also know that you're involved in a lot of charities. Can you talk about that?
Before you go, because I just do have to say this, Guy raised $25 million for restaurant workers during the pandemic. It's pretty incredible.
Because the restaurant industry was one of the hardest hit industries by far.
Yeah, it was, I think probably, everybody thinks that the restaurant industry is going to be there. You know, you go out early in the morning, restaurants are open. You go late at night, restaurants are open. One way, shape, or form, restaurants are there to serve us. And I've been in the industry my whole life. And I just knew that when that closing was happening, particularly here in California, I just knew that there were so many people that were not going to be getting that paycheck or those tips that they're so much relying on. And I was really frustrated. So I sent out 43 emails, actually video messages, to the big corporations, to the CFO, CEOs that run these companies. And
said, I don't know what that is.
Like
the bosses.
Yeah. Okay.
The bosses. The big, the heavy.
Got it.
The Ron Burgundies of the business.
Continue. Right?
So I sent out these messages and said, you've been doing really good off the restaurant industry forever. Right. How about right now you dig deep and you give some money and let's get it to the workers. And I'm not talking about the owners. I'm talking about the workers. I'm talking about the people that are really counting on the money. And I got a lot of, not kickback, but my team thought I was crazy, my family. I sent them out on a Sunday night. And Monday morning at 9 o'clock, Pepsi called and gave us $1 million. And that's how it got started. Yeah, it was really cool. But you're a philanthropist.
Well,
I know that you give big money.
I don't want to get into it. But I've got some charities, sure, that I work with. The one I'm most proud of, it's very dear to my heart, is called Tots for Tots. And what I do is I give tater tots to children. Whether they want them or not, I give them tater tots. And just to see the smile on a young child's face, grease streaming down his cheeks as he's just like a little chipmunk stuffed full with tater tots.
If they want them or not.
Whether they want them or not. And a lot of them run away. A lot of them say, no, Ron, I've had enough. And I say, I'll tell you when you've had enough. Get back here. I've got 200 pounds of frozen tater tots in the back of my van. Single file.
That
everyone's
doesn't
single
sound
file.
Creepy at all.
And anyway, so I am so proud.
It's amazing.
You've done great stuff. So have I. And Carolina's too busy, but where are we going to dinner tonight after the show?
Oh, I was...
No,
I
you're
love...
too busy.
Are we going to invite your friend that you wrote the letter to, or was it just...
We are definitely... In fact, we told security to not let Dan leave, right?
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. In fact, I think there's a net back there, a net and a trident. Someone throw a net over Dan, bound his legs gently. Let's just...
You know the routine, which
put him on ice.
Love, I think that
let's
only
put
the
him on ice.
A quick dart.
Little tranquilizer dart.
Yeah.
And then put him back in the tater tot van.
Exactly.
Tater tot van.
I like the way you roll.
Guy Fieri, we can't thank you enough for coming on to the show. It's been...
Please, let's get
what an experience. Guy Fieri, everyone.
Thank you
so much.
Wonderful. I appreciate you.
Well, we've just about run out of time here, unfortunately.
I know.
But I'd like to end tonight with one final piece I like to call my take. You can leave.
Okay.
Yes. I've got a quick question for you. Have Americans lost their collective minds? The reason why I ask this is because everywhere I turn, every single person, and I mean every single person, has a service animal. Have you noticed this? Now, I fully understand seeing eye dogs or service dogs in general, but now things have gotten out of control. Have you flown recently? It's like I'm on Noah's Ark. Service dogs and cats and chinchillas and parrots and service Komodo dragons. This is Dracula, my service bat. I want to suck your blood. Shut up! Don't talk to me in a cutesy Dracula voice. It has gotten so bad, I once witnessed someone bringing on board a service giraffe. Granted, it was a baby giraffe, and it was an Airbus 300, pretty big plane. But it was never gonna fit. But the flight crew had to delicately handle the situation because the passenger was threatening to kill herself if she couldn't bring the service giraffe on board. And I quickly took a selfie with the giraffe before the proverbial shit hit the fan. That giraffe was cute. And still pretty big for a baby. I'm not gonna lie. Part of me thought, boy, that'd be fun to get that giraffe on board. But that's the one and only time I felt aligned with someone's service animal. In fact, what are the rules exactly governing these animals? It makes me want to test the system. Can I bring a large cooler on board with my baby service great white shark? Or a special satchel with my service tarantula? Remember snakes on a plane? We are perilously close to making that scenario our everyday reality. What about humans? We are technically animals. Heck, we are animals, right? Next time I fly, can I bring my drinking buddy, Champ Kine, with me? And when they ask for a ticket, can I just explain that he doesn't need one? He's my service animal. He's just gonna lie on the floor in this sleeping bag. We're gonna eat homemade nachos, drink scotch, and he's going to keep me calm. Think about it. Why can't I do that? Or maybe I'm going to release a swarm of bees and just tell everyone to relax. They're my service animals. Relax. They will eventually congregate near one of the bathrooms. Please don't order any sugary drinks. I guess the question is, how do we get the genie back in the bottle? Or maybe we're... Right? Or maybe we're just simply past the point of no return. When I really pause to think about it, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I need to change my way of thinking, and maybe, just maybe, the next time I'm stuck in coach, sitting in between a coyote and a spider monkey, as long as there's a mutual understanding that no one's going to bite me in the face, then what's the big deal? At the end of the day, we are all God's creatures. So maybe let's just sit back, relax, and enjoy the 2.5-hour flight to Albuquerque. I'm Ron Burgundy, and that's my take. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Good night. Thank you, Largo. We'll see you next time. Good night, everyone. Solid, yucca. Four-wheel drive, so we never get stucker.
yeah. Brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no standing. He doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.